Welcome to the Better Part Podcast. I'm Jenna Scott, a wife, mom of seven, and most importantly, daughter of Christ. Jesus wants more for us than the chaos, comparisons, and confusion of this modern life. Let's grow toward Him as we journey through motherhood together. Hello, hello, and welcome back. I am so glad that you came back to join me for this second installment in our prayer series. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really, really excited about this series, so I'm so glad you're here. Last time we talked about kind of setting a perspective for this whole series. I shared a little bit about my story, and I hope that you had a chance to kind of think about your story, thinking about what has prayer looked like for you in your past, in your present, and hopefully that will kind of launch us into the future and ways that we can deepen our prayer lives and ways that we can grow alongside Jesus. So that's what we're going to be kind of launching into a little bit today with some practicals. I have been around moms long enough to know that moms love practical. And I thought that before we talk about some of these really beautiful contemplative practices, ways we can really grow in relationship with Jesus, we really need to kind of like lay down the groundwork with how. How are we going to approach our prayer? How are we going to try to fit this into our daily lives? How do we make this all work? And that's what we're talking about today. So I'm going to kind of explain to you what I'm referring to when I say consistent prayer life, because you know, sometimes that looks different for different people, and I'm going to define what I'm talking about here. And then I'm going to give you a really helpful acronym for kind of making sure that you are setting aside that daily prayer every day. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And then next week, we're going to go through a little bit of troubleshooting, because in life, but especially with kids, our lives change a lot, right? Our schedules change and our needs change and who we are kind of changes, right? So we have to do a lot of troubleshooting along the way as our situations change. And so next week, we're going to talk about troubleshooting, a few more extra tips. And yeah, so let's just launch in today. We're going to talk about some practicals. And first, I want to hit on what do I mean when I'm talking about consistent daily prayer. I shared last episode about how I had a really beautiful, consistent daily prayer life in college, and then becoming a mom really threw a wrench in things, and it made it really, really hard for me. And I was at that time asking around so many people, like, how do I fit in my prayer? What do I do? How do I make my prayer happen? And I got some advice that was probably both good and bad. I got some advice that was similar to, you know, you pray while you change the diapers and you pray for your children as you feed them. And, you know, everything you do is a prayer. When you dress your children, you're dressing the naked and you're clothing the naked and you're feeding the hungry and all those things. And that's beautiful. Like, that's true. I definitely want that. I want every part of my life to be a prayer. I want to be praying as I put each cup away after doing the dishes. I truly do. But in some ways, that advice led me to really not taking seriously the need for daily prayer, or feeling kind of not helped in knowing how to make it actually happen. And I want to tell you, and I hate to say it to those of you who I know are overwhelmed, and you might be at a state where you are overwhelmed, but there is a lot going on, and it is really hard. But really, like, I need to urge you in love that you really need some set-aside time every single day if you want to grow in your relationship with Christ. You need it. You really do. And I, you know, last episode, I made some comparisons, our relationship with Jesus to our relationship with our husbands. And I'm going to continue that on. You know, after you have a baby, this is like such a perfect example. After you have a baby, have you ever had, you know, the kind of relationship with your husband where you guys are just like ships in the night? You're passing the baby back and forth. Maybe you're talking about plans and logistics of getting life done, but really, like, you don't get that much time to go out on a date or sit eye to eye and just, you know, remember why you love each other, right? you're kind of just working alongside each other. And these aren't bad things, right? This is kind of part of a relationship, that working relationship. I mean, you can grow to love your husband, right? And like appreciating him helping you or appreciating him as a father, that kind of thing. But it's not really the stuff of relationship building. If my husband and I only see each other when we're both working to take care of our kids or take care of the house or making plans or whatever, it's really not a way that we're growing in love with each other. And really, I'm not even hearing what he's thinking about or the things that he's struggling with. You know, I'm really not growing that much to know him or growing in love of him. So it's kind of similar, right, to our relationship with Jesus. If you are really only speaking to him in passing time, like, Jesus, help me so I don't yell at these children, or blessing your children as you set food before them, Lord, please bless this child, or, you know, forgive me, I just lost my patience, things like that. Those are wonderful things, offering things up to him, beautiful, beautiful ways to grow and, you know, in holiness and offering your day to Jesus and bringing him into the daily life. But it's not really the stuff of intimacy building with the one who, let me tell you, he absolutely loves you. He loves you so much as if you're the only person on the planet. And he wants to fill your heart with that same love. He wants to transform your world into something beautiful. And something just as he would have it for you, the perfect way. Now, so I urge you, you know, as you're thinking about this prayer stuff, to think about that set aside time, that stuff of relationship building, where you are just spending time with Jesus and doing nothing else, where you are giving him a bit of your day every single day. And that's what we're talking about when we're talking about prayer life. And now there are a lot of different ways to do that, right? And that's going to be as various as there are people in the world. But we'll talk about some different ways to do it. We'll talk about some troubleshooting when things go awry. And we're going to talk about a lot of different ways to deepen your prayer life, maybe go closer to Jesus if you already have that established prayer life. And, you know, for anyone to deepen. But that's what I want to talk about today is what does this prayer look like and what does it not look like? And for that, I'm going to share with you an acronym that actually my pastor made up. It's really, really good. It's based on the word adept. So ADEPT, like you're adept at doing something. So we're trying to be adept at prayer, right? Each of these letters represent an aspect of our prayer lives that I think are really important and are going to really help you if you don't already have them set in stone. So let's talk about that. The A in adept refers to area. So I want to ask you, do you have a specific area in your house, wherever you find yourself, do you have an area where you pray every single time? This is so good, guys. Oftentimes, I can find myself, I just want to pick up my Bible, pick up my journal, go anywhere in the house, and that's okay. That's totally fine. But if I have a same set spot every single day, it really helps my brain to get in the framework. And this area, if you have an area, I would say it's even better if really you don't do anything in that area except for pray. And that might look like all kinds of things. You might have a perfect little altar set up in your room, or you might have a beautiful little chair where you have everything you need right there. It could also look like taking a chair and moving it to a different spot of a quiet room. And a spot like, when I'm going to pray, I go and set aside here. And it's a physical representation of I am exiting my world and I'm entering a time of prayer, and it helps your brain. As physical people, it helps us to get in that mindset. So do you have an area? Great if it's just only for prayer. Extra great if there's even a spot around that area where you keep everything you might need for prayer, including pens, including a journal, including rosaries, whatever you might need for your prayer. If you keep it all there, oh, it makes it so much easier. One less barrier for you to getting straight into time with Jesus. Okay, that's A. D, from the word adept, stands for duration. is there a certain amount of time that you expect to spend every day in prayer? Now, this doesn't have to be legalistic. You do not have to have a stopwatch that's like, pinging, you're done. You did your prayer check mark. You know, we don't want our prayer lives to be just like a box to check. But it is nice to have an expectation for how long you're going to pray. And there are a couple reasons. One of them being that sometimes we can be a little optimistic and we can think, oh yeah, I'm for sure spending 30 minutes. I'm for sure spending an hour in prayer every single day. But if we actually look at the time and the actual time of focused prayer, that might be 20 minutes. That might be whatever, 15 minutes, something much shorter. And if you don't have kind of like an expectation of that duration, it can really vary day to day. When you're feeling good and on top of it, you might spend a big amount of time in prayer. And then the next day, you're kind of distracted. You spend 5 minutes and then you're out of there. Well, you know, that's not really great consistent relationship building like we're looking at. So if you have kind of a set duration of time that you're expecting to set aside in prayer, it's helpful. It's helpful for us as humans to find a rhythm, find consistency, continue building. So set aside a duration of time. Now, if you are brand new to prayer, it is no big deal. It is totally fine to think of a 5-minute prayer time and say, I am going to sit here for 5 minutes, spend some time with my Lord, and that's going to be my prayer time for the day. That is great. And that's something to build off of. That's a wonderful stepping stone. And then if you are, you have the time and you're also deeper in your relationship with Jesus, you might be able to set aside an hour every day to spend with him. And what a gift, what a blessing, what a gift in your life. Imagine how every part of your day is going to be more full because you spent that time in silence with the Lord. So, so good. We can all grow. Okay, so that was A and D from Adept, area and duration. The E from Adept stands for exclusive. So we want our prayer, I kind of hit on this before, we want our prayer to be exclusive. This is set aside time that we are not doing anything else. I know it is so tempting when there are a billion chores in our houses. It is so tempting to say, oh, you know what? I'm just going to do my prayer while I wash these dishes. Or I'm going to pray on my way to dropping off kids at school in the morning. Things like that. Those are great. Do that too. But in order to have that relationship building time, it needs to be exclusive. You want to be eye to eye with Jesus, where nothing else in the world is taking up your mind. And there are some ideas I have for you for that. You might, in order to help that exclusivity, you might want to turn your phone on do not disturb. You might want to put it in another room. I physically sometimes have to put it in another room because, oh my goodness, my phone is such a distraction, even if nothing's pinging. If it's right there, I might think, oh, I'm going to look this up real quick. And then what am I doing? Suddenly I'm scrolling or suddenly I am looking at my emails or texting someone back and it's so easy. So I really encourage you to set aside the phone, put it on do not disturb. You know what? If someone is calling about an emergency, if they can call more than once, tell your husband, tell your mom, anyone who might be calling in about an emergency. If I don't answer, call again and it'll come through do not disturb. They can also, a lot of times on phones now, like if you have do not disturb, they can send a message and tell the message to push through your do not disturb. So put your phone on do not disturb, stick in another room. It really helps to get that out of there. It also helps for you to be in a quiet room or a room that's like set aside for prayer. It just helps that exclusivity. Now that was E. The next letter is P. That's a plan. It also helps your prayer life to have a plan going in. So when you go to pray each day, do you know what you're going to do that day? Do you have kind of a set thing that, a kind of schedule, or I shouldn't say schedule, like a routine, a rhythm that you fall into? There are a few examples that I'll give in the next episode, but do you kind of have an expectation for what you're going to do? Maybe you have a book of the Bible that you're going through bit by bit, and you're reading just a little bit and then meditating on that and offering that to the Lord or hearing his voice in it. How are you doing that? Do you have a plan for it? And then last, do you have a time of day that you expect to go? So that's the T, time of day. that you expect to go toward prayer. And again, we're going to talk about this in the next episode with troubleshooting, because this can be really tricky when you have little kids around who do not know how to leave their moms alone so they can pray. But do you have a time of day you can do this? I think the gold standard is first thing in the morning. I mean, that's right. We see that in the book of Mark. Jesus kind of goes off in the morning before anyone else gets up, and he goes to speak to his father. But you can use that as an example. But if that's not necessarily what's best for you, if you're kind of groggy in the mornings and it's better for you to do a different time of day, another idea is maybe the first nap of the day, or if you have a nap time during the day. That's what I've always found works for me. I have a friend who does it in the evening after her kids go down before she goes to bed. And all of these can work, okay? But the goal is we're growing in relationship. We're growing to get to know Jesus more, fall further in love with him, and also just to receive the love he has for us. And if we're doing that in a consistent way, in a consistent time of day, it really helps. Because if you don't have that time of day, sometimes just days go by and you're like, wait a second, did I pray? I don't know. I don't know about that. So having that time of day is really important. So, okay, I'm going to leave you at that for today in the practicals episode. That awesome acronym again is ADEPT, for area, duration, exclusivity, plan for prayer, and time of day. And I would like you, before the next episode, I would love you to go through those five aspects of prayer and see if you have all of those, and if there's any way you can improve any of those. And I encourage you, you know, if you don't know, like if it's hard for you to find an area in the house for you to pray, try to brainstorm with your husband. Ask him, say, hey, I'm really struggling to find a spot in our house that I can pray by myself that's quiet. Can you help me think of something? I mean, I'm recording right now from my closet. You know, if that's what works for you, you can go to your closet to pray, something like that. There are many different options. Or for any of these, you can use a friend, a mentor, a spiritual director, a husband. You can ask them to help you brainstorm ways that you can work on each of these areas. So please do that before the next episode, because that's going to help you as you hear about the troubleshooting to know, okay, I'm struggling in this area. Troubleshooting, help me fix these problems. And hopefully I'll hit on some of them. And you are so welcome. If there's any specific question you have about any of them, you're so welcome to email me and ask me. You can go to thebetterpartpod@gmail.com. You can email me anything, and I will be so happy to touch on it in later episodes. So that's where I'm going to leave you today. Thank you for being here. I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll see you next week. Thank you so much again for being here today. If you know of anyone who could gain from this episode, would you please share it with them? You never know how God might be calling you to bring someone else closer to him. I'd also just love it if you came back, so please subscribe to this podcast and join me for future episodes. And until then, may God bless you.